A Date with Judy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special treat for you this evening. Here to keep her date with Judy is the lovely screen star, Dorothy L'Amour. And now to keep our date with Judy, that lovable teenage girl who is close to all our hearts. And now let's see what's doing at the Foster house. Well, Judy's in the living room with her parents and her kid brother, Randolph.
Oh, Mother, you know what I'm going to do?
What, dear?
I'm going to wear my blue strapless evening gown tonight.
Well, why? Where are you going?
No place.
You're going to wear your blue strapless evening gown to go no place?
Would you like me to put on Father's tuxedo? I'm not going any place either.
Oh, you don't understand. Oogie Pringle's coming over, and we're going to have a long talk.
Well, do you always dress formally for a long talk?
Well, not usually. But you see, I'm going to break off with Oogie tonight.
You're going to what?
Break off with him. You see, I've been going out with Oogie so much and for so long that all the other boys think I'm practically engaged to him, and so hardly anybody else asks me for a date anymore. And so I'm going to make this big sacrifice.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm. Very sad in a way, because I'm quite fond of him. In a sort of sisterly fashion, of course. But I'm afraid it's either Oogie or my popularity.
And your popularity comes first?
Well, yes. I'm just a very vital age, and I feel I should have 3 or 4 years of mad popularity, and then if nothing's happened at the end of that time, and I'm still single, well, I can always go back to Oogie.
Yeah, but do you think he'll take you back then? After all, you'll be an old maid of 20.
Who's lived a life of mad popularity, and is now a blasé old cynic.
With bags under her eyes and fallen arches.
Mm.
Oh, I intend to take very good care of myself so I still look good, even at 20.
Well, isn't this nice?
Well, what's my thought?
Well, it says here in the evening paper that Dorothy L'Amour's in town to make a personal appearance at the army camp.
Oh, that's nice. I think I'll put on my white tie and tails and run over and renounce Dorothy L'Amour.
Well, I'm going upstairs and get dressed. I simply gotta look gorgeous when I tell Oogie goodbye.
Well, why? Just to make it tougher for him?
Well, naturally. A girl certainly wants to look her best when she renounces somebody.
Oh, but Judy, what have I done? Have I done something to hurt your feelings or something?
No, it's nothing like that, Oogie. I like you very much.
Oh, but if you do...
But I feel that it's best that we don't see each other anymore. After all, I have my life to live, and you have yours.
Yes, but the way I want to live it is, well, having dates with you.
I'm sorry, Oogie, but that cannot be. This is the end.
It is?
Yes. It's best this way. There's only one thing I'd like you to do for me before we part.
What, Judy?
Sing me the song you wrote to me.
Oh, all right, I'll be glad to. If I can control my voice.
And then when I'm old, I'll be able to look back on this moment of song.
I've got a date with Judy. A big date with Judy. Oh, jeepers and gee. A date with Judy. And Judy's got one with me. I'm lousy with devotion, and after shaving lotion, I feel debonair. I've got a date with Judy, and I am floating on air. My He-Man chest, my throbbing vest, could hold her pretty head. I'd like to hug my cuddle bug, but I might faint instead. I can't go on, Judy. I'm overcome.
All right, Oogie. It was beautiful. It'll always be something to remember you by. Well, I guess this is the time to say goodbye, so goodbye, Oogie.
Goodbye.
Try to remember me sometimes when you're looking at a sunset or smell the scent of a wild rose or something.
I will. I'll always remember you. Ew, boy, do you look snazzy.
I'm going upstairs. Close your eyes so you won't see me go. Then when you open them again, I'll be gone forever. Farewell. Farewell forever.
Farewell. See you at school Monday.
Oh, hi, Oogie.
Hi, Randolph.
Gee, you look terrible.
Yeah. Judy gave me the air.
Well, maybe you're much better off. Maybe you...
I shouldn't have let her. I should have put my foot down. I should have asserted my male superiority or something.
Just took it lying down, did you?
Yeah. I just let her cast me aside like a...
Like a wilted petunia.
Yeah. I should have said, you can't do this to me. I should have said.
Should you?
Yeah, I should have said, someday when I'm a big songwriter, I'll be powwowing around with big Hollywood celebrities and stuff, and you'll wish you knew me then. But when you come around begging me to introduce you to my friends, I won't do it. That's what I should have said.
Oogie, have you been listening to any radio programs lately?
I should have said...
Oh, forget it. You know, Oogie, what you ought to do is make friends with some movie star now.
Now?
Yeah. Things might be different.
Yeah, but what big movie star would want to be my friend?
Well, I hear Dorothy L'Amour's in town.
Yeah, but...
You wrote a song for Judy, didn't you? Maybe if you wrote one for Dorothy L'Amour, she'd be glad to know you.
Yeah, but I couldn't, Randolph. When I wrote I've Got a Date with Judy, I said everything that was in me. There's nothing left. I'm empty now. Like a...
A cup.
Yeah. I think I'll just wander around a while and look at a sunset or smell a wild rose or something.
Miss L'Amour?
Yes, Helen.
There's a boy to see you.
A boy?
I think he wants your autograph, but he's too shy to ask.
Then I'll ask him for his.
Oh, that's an idea.
Bring him in. Tell him I'll be with him after I rehearse this song.
All right, Miss L'Amour.
All right, Bucky.
I can't give you anything but love. Baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of. Baby, dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always planned for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets, woolworth, nothing fair. Baby, till that lucky day, you'll know darn well, baby, that I can't give you anything but love.
Oh, I love that number. It's one of my favorites. Well, Helen, aren't you going to introduce me to the gentleman?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Mr. Pringle.
Mr. Oogie Pringle.
Oh, I'm so glad to know you, Mr. Pringle.
Jeepers, you are?
Why, of course. And I'm very flattered that you want my autograph.
Well, I don't want your autograph, Miss L'Amour.
You don't?
No, I... Well, the truth is... Well, as a matter of fact, I want something much more than that.
Oh, now, Mr. Pringle, don't tell me you want one of my sarongs.
Oh, no.
Because... Because I'm all out of them. I'm very sorry.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of asking you for one of your garments. I just... Well, the fact is, I just want to sing you a song.
You want to sing me a song?
Uh-huh. Do you mind?
Mind? I should say not. It's a very welcome change.
You see, I wrote it for you, Miss L'Amour.
You wrote it for me?
Yes. Well, you see, I go to see your pictures all the time, and I listen to your records, and I... Well, you inspired me to write this song.
Why, Oogie, how very sweet of you. Come right over here to the piano.
Thank you. Of course, the words are going to sound kind of presumptuous, but it was just the way they came out, you know.
Yes, I understand. Literary license.
Well, I hope you like it. It's not so good, but... Well, of course, it is written for you. I've got a date with Dottie. A big date with Dottie. Oh, jeepers and jeepers.
Jeepers, I haven't got a date tonight. And the worst part of it is I kind of miss Oogie.
Telephone.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Judy. This is Mitzi.
Oh, hello, Mitzi.
Look, Judy, I'm the most bosom friend you have, and I thought you'd rather hear this from me than anybody else.
Hear what?
About Oogie.
What about Oogie?
Well, your Oogie has got a date with Dorothy L'Amour tonight.
Dorothy L'Amour? Oogie, are you kidding?
No, that's what I heard. Thought you'd like to know. Well, so long.
Oh, caterpillars. Oh, caterpillars.
The second act of A Date with Judy will follow in just a few moments. But first, let's listen to the orchestra. And now back to A Date with Judy.
I don't know if I'm doing right, letting you have a date with a movie star.
But, Mama, it isn't really a date I have. Miss L'Amour's going to take me out to the army camp and try out my song and see how the fellas like it.
I'll see who is at the door.
Hello, Mrs. Pringle.
Hello, Judy.
Hello, Oogie.
Oh, gee, Judy. Gee, what are you doing here?
Nothing. I just thought I'd come over and talk to you a while if you're not doing anything.
Well, it so happens I am doing something.
You are?
So happens, I happen to have a date with a certain Dorothy L'Amour.
But, Oogie, I thought you said it was only...
Mother, you're slip-showing.
It is.
Then it's true. It's really true. You do have a date with her.
Yeah. I guess Dorothy's kind of smitten with me.
She must be crazy.
Mama, please.
It's such a rainy night. Do you think you ought to keep this date, Oogie?
Oh, I have to. Dorothy's counting on me. I couldn't let her down.
You couldn't?
No, and I wouldn't want to. Older women are so fascinating, don't you think?
Older women, huh? If Dorothy L'Amour is fascinating because she's an older woman, I'm a wow.
Judy, could it be that you're kind of, upset on account of me dating a glamorous movie star?
Upset? Me? Oh, no, I... Go right ahead.
Oogie, don't forget your umbrella.
Oh, Mama. How would I look carrying an umbrella when I walk into Dorothy's hotel to call for her? Oh, and Mama, you'll have to give me some money. After all, I'm going to be with a big Hollywood star.
All right. Here's 15 cents.
$0.15? Gee, Mama, she might want to go someplace and eat.
All right, then I'll make it a quarter.
A quarter?
Well, when you go out with Judy, that's all I give you, a quarter. Isn't that right, Judy?
Yes.
And I don't see why Dorothy L'Amour has to eat any more than Judy. And remember, Oogie, I expect you home at 11.
At 11? Oh, but
Oogie,
Mama...
Oogie, you heard me.
Oh, all right. Good night. Good night, Judy. I'll be seeing you one of these days.
Oh, misery.
Well, Judy, what are you going to do now?
I'm going home and die. That's what I'm going to do. Just die.
Gee, Miss L'Amour, I know a big star like you isn't used to being taken home in jalopies like this. It kind of shakes a little, but it runs.
Oh, I've been in a lot worse.
Gee, Miss L'Amour, You were wonderful tonight.
Thank you, Oogie. Now about your song.
Gee, the boys really thought you were swell. They were sure grateful to you for entertaining them like that.
I know, Oogie. And that's what makes me want to cry sometimes.
What do you mean?
Well, they're being grateful to people like me when you realize what they're doing, well...
Oh, I see.
Oogie, how would you like to release your song for entertainers to use at Army Camp?
Oh, gee, Miss Lamour, I'd love to. I don't know how to... Oh, boy, are you snazzy.
Oh, why, thank you, Oogie.
Gee, I just thought of something. Do you know what time it is, Miss Lamour?
Oh, about 10:45.
Oh, jeepers, I've got to hurry. I wonder if I step on the gas real hard, if I could get this car up to 20 miles an hour.
Mrs. Foster, this is Mrs. Pringle.
Yes, Mrs. Pringle.
Oh, Mrs. Foster, it's nearly midnight and Oogie isn't home yet. I wonder if Judy knows where he is.
Why, no. She's been home all evening.
Oh, dear, I'm simply frantic. He's with a bunch of sophisticated Hollywood people. And you know how young and inexperienced he is.
Judy, this is Mitzi. He isn't home yet, and it's after 1.
Oh, I'm so worried.
Oh, I don't blame you. If Oogie belonged to me, I'd be worried, too.
At a police station, this is Mrs. Pringle. Could you send some policemen out to look for my son, Oogie?
Oh, gee, Miss Lamour, I'm sorry to keep you stuck out here in the mud for so long. But I'm having an awful time getting this car started.
Oogie, do you think we could put the engine back now?
Miss Lamour, I think I'm getting her started now. Gee, I think I am.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, she's moving. She's moving, Miss Lamour.
That's fine. And to think it only took us 3 hours to do it.
Oh, jeepers. Jeepers, my mother's going to be awfully mad at me.
The latest news is Oogie's home.
He is? Oh, thank everything.
Yes, his mother just phoned and told my mother. Just think, he was out with a glamour movie star until 2 a.m.
I'm thinking.
You know, I had no idea Oogie was such a terrific man about town and everything. Gee, all the girls will be after him now.
Oh, Miss.
Well, I'll be darned. Here it is, right on page 6 in the afternoon paper. Oogie Pringle entertains Dorothy Lamour.
Oh, Father, it's all over town.
Until Louise Small Hours last night, Oogie Pringle, local boy, wined and dined Dorothy Lamour.
Wined and dined her?
On 25 cents?
All I know is what I see in the papers. After an army camp show last night, Mr. Pringle fated the glamorous movie star.
He'll never want to wine and dine me anymore. This will go to his head. I just know it will. Nothing will be good enough for him anymore but a movie star.
It's some article, isn't it?
And you know what I heard? I heard Oogie's going to appear on Mrs. Havenhurst's radio program.
Who's she?
You know. She has a 15-minute program every day. Popularity and notoriety with Mrs. Havenhurst in society.
Oh, good heavens.
Now, Oogie, don't be nervous. All you have to do is just say what the script says.
But Mrs. Havenhurst, don't you think I ought to read it over first?
No, we haven't time.
Oh, but Mrs. Havenhurst, I never appeared on the radio before.
Oh, on the air.
Jeepers, are we?
Dear friends of Radioland, this is Mrs. Havenhurst, coming to you with the latest gossip about men and women about town. My guest today is Mr. Oogie Pringle, who had a date, as they say in the vernacular, with Miss Dorothy Lamour, the film star. Oogie, tell us all about your exciting evening with Miss Lamour.
I'd be very happy to, but chivalry prevents me from saying too much.
Oh, that's very noble of you, but we're all very curious. Is there anything serious between you and Miss Lamour?
Do I have to say this, Mrs. Havenhurst?
Of course. Go on, Oogie.
I plan on saving every penny, and then we'll see.
That was some program.
I'm done for. That's what I am done for. Oogie will go to Hollywood and marry Dorothy Lamour, and I'll never hear from him again.
Oh, don't be silly. I bet you Mrs. Havenhurst put him up to saying what he did. Always did think that woman was a silly fool. Is there anything serious? Why, it's ridiculous. Oogie's just a baby.
You know, everybody's talking. I just can't understand it. He's such a nice boy. But Mrs. Schlupfhammer says that he's no better than a wolf.
A wolf? Oogie? Oh, I'm miserable.
Now, cheer up, Judy. I'm sure nothing is as bad as it sounds.
Yes, maybe that's a nice boy at the door now.
I don't care who it is. I never want to see a man again as long as I live. I'm going up to my room, and I don't wish to be disturbed. Not even for Sam Johnson.
Is she hit hard?
Shall we open the door, or shall we just forget about the whole thing?
Oh, open it, Randolph.
Well, hi, Oogie.
Hiya, Randolph.
Oogie Pringle.
I ran over here as fast as I could from the radio station.
Well, have you got your piggy bank with you?
Oh, I guess you heard the radio program. I wouldn't have said those things if I knew what I was going to have to say.
You didn't mean what you said?
Oh, no, it was just in the script.
Yeah, well, what I want to know is, how does Miss L'Amour feel about all this?
Well, I don't know, but I'm awfully scared.
You are?
Yeah, she might have seen that article in the paper, and, well, maybe she's going to take it too seriously.
Take you too seriously?
Yes. You know how movie stars are. Well, they're used to getting everything they want, and now maybe she...
Oh, Oogie. I bet you're stuck, Oogie. I'll bet you have to marry her now.
Is that bad?
Oh, but, Mr. Foster, I'm so young. I don't want to go to Hollywood. I just want to stay here and finish high school.
And that's why I called on you, Miss L'Amour. I just want to ask you, will you please release Oogie Pringle?
Really? Well, now, Judy, I don't know quite what to say.
I know I'm asking a lot.
Yes. Yes, you certainly are. He's a very fascinating man, you know.
Yes, I know. You see, I made a terrible mistake. I'm really very fond of him, and now... Well, couldn't you please see your way to give him up, Miss L'Amour?
As one woman to another, Judy, you realize what you're asking of me.
Yes. It must be a very hard decision to make.
Oh, it is indeed. Now, if I have to give him up, I want to be awfully sure that I'm giving him up to the right woman.
Oh, I am, Miss L'Amour, I am.
I don't want to feel you'll be renouncing him all the time, you know. It gives the boy a feeling of insecurity.
Oh, I won't, Miss L'Amour. I'll never renounce him again.
Cross your heart?
Cross my heart.
Well, in that case, I have no alternative. Very well. I shall give Oogie up.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, thank you a million. I'll never forget you for this. Of course, I wouldn't forget you anyhow. I think you're wonderful and everything, but... Oh, this is so nice of you to do this for me.
Well, it's a great sacrifice, Judy, but I'm willing to make it. I want to wish you the best of luck.
Good luck to you, too, Miss L'Amour, and, well, goodbye.
Oh, before you go, I understand that a certain song entitled I've Got a Date with Dottie was originally entitled I've Got a Date with Judy. Is that right?
Well, yes.
Judy, I just want you to know that that song is going to be published.
Really, Miss L'Amour?
Yes. And do you know what it's going to be called?
Got a Date with Dottie?
Oh, no. With Judy.
Jeepers!
And if you'll be listening to the radio sometime next week, you'll be hearing me sing it.
Miss L'Amour, if I had to lose Oogie, there's no one I would rather have lost him to than you.
Judy, that's probably the nicest compliment I've ever had. He's not a wolf. He's never slip. He doesn't flirt. He's just a boy I know. He's not a wolf. He's just a drip, a little squirt. But then I heard him crow. I've got a date with Judy, a big date with Judy. Oh, jeepers and jeans. I've got a date with Judy, and Judy's got one with me. My heart is shooting rockets, there's dough in my pocket. I'm high as a kite.
I've got a date with Judy, and Judy's booked for tonight. My manly lure, my wild amour, I'm holding in reserve. I cannot wait to osculate, but will I have the nerve? I've got a date with Judy, I've snagged one with Judy. Oh, jeepers and jeez. I've got a date with Judy, and Judy's got one with me.
Oh, gee, Oogie, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Judy, you know, I think you're very glamorous.
You do?
Yes.
Gee, wasn't it nice of Dorothy L'Amour to bring us back together again?
Uh-huh.
Gee, Chris, imagine you giving up a movie star for me.
Oh, that's all right, Judy. Naturally, it was quite a sacrifice, but I don't mind.
We'll be back with Judy in just a moment.
Mitzi. What? You understand Lana Turner is coming to town? Oh, jeepers, Mitzi, I hope Oogie doesn't hear about it.
We're very grateful to Dorothy L'Amour for being with us this evening. She may soon be seen in the Paramount picture, Medal for Benny.